הרי, עושה דנטל ביטון לשאלה, איף שימא, מנט, to be zeiche in the mitzie for Ruvei, so then Ruvei was already zeiche. But since we don't know, so even if Klapish Mai is Galie, that he meant it to be zeiche for Ruvei, as long as there is no anansade, that he meant it to be zeiche for Ruvei, so Mele Shimon says, I pick it up for myself. So is there. At first, at the very outset, when Reuven said to Shimon, pick it up for me, he picked it up and gave it to Reuven. Then, after he had given it to Reuven, he said, oh, you know, when I pick it up, I intended to be there myself. So then, is loyamaklum. The afila amrina magdim slachavere is loykon chavere. Is kibn. So he was not kine. So it remained after kibn the avale kanye mimonefshach. I konye kame limischav nlaknis slachavere. So he didn't even intend to be zeiche for Ruvein. So maybe it's not even telling the shaila when I'm at Biyam Tzil Chaveri, Kone Chaveri or not. So maybe it remained after. And since it remained after, so Kanye, Limishana Chaveri, or Yavin Leib Matone. So he gave it, to, in other words, if he didn't pick it up in order to be Zeche for Ruvein, but he picked it up to Zeche for himself, and then he gave it to Ruvein, so that means Lishimatone, otherwise why should he give it to Ruvein? So he's a Bailim, he has a right to give it to whomever he wants. V'loi kanye kami, mishum v'nishav liknis, ha'avli hefker ademot liyodi. Dehai, in other words, if Shimon picked it up just as a maishikuv be'alme, for Ruvein, he didn't have kavonet v'zeiche himself. So it remained efker. And when Ruvein got it, and Ruvein had kavonet to be zeiche, so Ruvein was zeiche. Itanu hai b'may de'akchem yode di kamel rishen k'niye. Tnanos. There is a Mishneh in Pei. Mishalikei as a pair. The Omar HaRezul Itleini Oni. If somebody was Melaket pair, and he said, I Melaket it for this son, not for myself. Reblezer Eimer Zochali. In other words, according to Reblezer, a person, there's a Machlekes, whether it means a noni or a noshe. So according to Rav Lezer, an Oshir, and perhaps only an Oni, can be Zeiche in Peye for another Oni. V'chachomim emrim, yitnenu l'Oni anim tzorish, even if he's an Oni. So the Torah gave him his chush to pick it up for himself. But an Oni has no chush to be zeiche for another one. So mele, if he had kavone to be zeiche for another one, so it is considered as if the payer still remained in the sode. It was not even picked up. Omarule, Omar Abishwemali, Machleikes Mioshalon. The machleikes between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim as to whether we say that one person can be zeiche for another oni is only when a noshia who himself has no zchus to be zeiche. So then Reb Lezer says even a noshia can be zeicher for none. Why? Because of two migas. One miga is, even if the nosher a millionaire, he has a thousand sobis, but he has the potential of being mafkia. All the sobis, then he himself will become an oni. And then he'll be able to be zeicher in pay. And then, what? Even if he would be mafkia, all the nechosim, so he would be able to be zeicher for himself. But who says that it gives him the right, the authority, to be zeicher for another oni? So, in other words, since he could be zeicher for himself, migel zocher in nafshei, is zocher lechavre. So Rabbi Elazar says, we say two migas. And the Chachomim say, the Rabbi Elazar Shabbat migas, the boy mafkanich say, we have on, we chozale, hashtename chozale. U migas zohar nafshe, zohar nam lechav. So according to Rabbi Elazar, we say two migas. Rabbi Elazar Shabbat, chad migas amrinah. If he had been an oni already, so then the Rabbanim would be made that one oni can be zeicher for another one. Because migad is boy zocher in nafshei, is zocher lechavre. The Rabbanim sav, chad migad amrinon, trei migad amrinon, avon one ili oni. So even the Rabbanim would be made that he can pick up the pay for another one. Die Verhakel Zochle, die Miege die Zochle in Afshei, Zochle an Lechavre. Omele Rab Nachman Ruhl. So this is what Rab Yishu Eben Levi said. So Rab Nachman said, to Ule Ami, because Ule mentioned it in the name of Rab Yishu Eben Levi. The Lehme Maam Yoni Loni Machlechis. So then Rab Leza says, that he can be zeich. But Mirosha Leoni, even Rabbi Elazar would be made he couldn't be zeich. Because three miga lo yamrinon. Why should we say it? There is a raya for our mission. Don mitzi haklanim etzlo. Mitzi, everybody has his chus to be zeich in it. So mitzi is similar to pay. Except in Peye, only Anime Vishus to be Zeich. But by Mitzie, Anime Morashir. And then we see from this Mora, and there is a Raya Mifureshes from the Mishnah in Peye, that by Matones Anime, I mean like a Chikro Peye. I don't mean nice only. My Saroni is different. My Saroni is Momin Anim. It belongs to all the Anim collectively. But the Bailim has a Tivis Anoye to decide who should have the Kiyam 40. But even before the Afrosh, I mean before he gives it to a specific Oni. So it belongs to the Anim collectively. Like my Rishen, that belongs to the Shevet, so this belongs to the Anim, Mashenki, like a Chikro Peye. It doesn't, until Enoni picks it up, it doesn't belong to Anim. It belongs to the Balabais. The Raya is, the Mishnah says in Peye, if when Anim come to Isode, the Balab Sode takes him up and he says, anybody who comes in to pick up something, so I'll give him over the head. So he's a there and he says, I'll take Zilla's dog. If we say that it belongs already to him in a collective way, so I only say that love will take Zilla's dog, which he posits in different Apollo. In Mishlei, he should be able to sigzel, he's gezel mamish. So we see that matter that Lekichik Koveya is distinguished from Maisaron. Maisaron is nominally before the only specific only text. And the Bailim only has a Tibes Anoye. But Lekichik Koveya, so the whole thing belongs to the Bailim. It's not only Tibes Anoye. But the Torah gave a schus to Noni to pick it up. Of course, if a Noni picks it up, in spite of the fact that the Balasode rudely says, I'll give you over the head, so he's not a Gazlan Chas V'Shalom. On the contrary, maybe he has a right even to use force against the Balasode in order to pick up this, because the Torah gave an Oni a schus. It's not just the mitzvah of Tazi, it's a schus, but it's not Momin Aniyim until the Oni picks it up. So Mele, it's following the Shaila of Migedi Zohar in Afshe. So here, it's only because of Migedi Zohar in Afshe, is Zohar Lechave. Omer Rav Nachman Gura, Vleim Emaram Yonu Roni Machlekes, Do Mitzi Akla Nimetz, Utnan, Hoi Reiche, Falgavi Beimo, Viroi Samtzio. ויאמר לחבר, איתלוני, נוט לו, ויאמר, אני זוכי, סיבו, זוכה בו. היא אמרת, דשלי נמיון, לא נמחלקס, so must listen, that says, that זוכה בו, the one who picks it up, is רבוני, רבוני, because, ואשמינו ראשה, דהיכה, די זוכה בו, יהיו אמרינון מיגה וסייפה שמינון דייך אדי לא יזוכה ויהיו מיגה די בו יזוכה לא יאמרינון in other words if משנוסנו לא and משנוסנו לא means that Ruven should be zeichenet. Some mele, so we say, migedi boy zoche lo yamrinon. So we don't say that he zeichenet. We say fashmin dechel zoche bi elo yamet boshevone machleikes. Avo monilone di vehakel zoche lei. Homane loy rabon loy rablesser, omale mas nissen de omale, de omat filo. When the Mishne says zochisibo, it means zochisibo mit filo. Hayan zechosi koma trilo koma, mit filo igbatio litzechi, the loyly chorer. But here, Shimon didn't pick it up for Gavri. He picked it up for himself. Dumye dimon leoni. So the Gemara says, Ochanam mistaber. Diktone say, fei mishenos nolei. Omarani zochisi bo tchilo leomaku. Tchilo b'seif alomoli. Pshite afal gafle leoma tchilo. Tchile koma. What does it mean? Now I want to be zeiche. If at the very outset he didn't intend to be zeiche, and he intended to give it, to pick it up for Shimon, how could he have the schus to be zeiche now after he gave it to Shimon? And Shimon made a kinyan, so mimon efshach Shimon was gaining. כשנסעתי לוח נסחבנתי ליסקס בו, לא מלולים מיסנה בו תחילו, פשיטה, אפילו לא יום התחילו, בפירוש, מסתום התחיל לקומה. דימות של מימר, אני זכר ועכשיו, after he gave it way to Shimon, and Shimon made the key and net. אבל הנה מיודי, אליו או כמה שמלון, דרי שנמאס ניסן דקטון לסוח בו, בידום התחילו, והשמינו סעיפה, דימי שני ישראל איתון לי, איזה תיינו ואומר, אני באתי מתחיל לצייחי, ולא אומר כלום, because he is known and understood. דיגו לדייטי, כשנוסן לי, דייטי דהי הגביר, סומם אלה, שימן מוזיך, וידוח הנחמן, אומר לו, דיתון לסעיף התחילו לגלוי הרייש, סעיף אדם התחילו, רייש אדלו יום התחילו. So this is רבי שוי בן לוי, רב נחמן ורב חיזד אדם את הבאי, המרגבי המציא לחבר, לא יקום לחבר. מי קיימה, הווה תפס לבלחיב, במוקים שחב לאחר, והתפס לבלחי במוקים שחב לאחר, is לא יקום. So we see from this Gemara that the whole reason is to why we say that הנביע מציא לחבר, is לא יקום לחבר, actually, he should be כן לחבר. It should be kind of chaver. But the reason as to why we say a magbim tzil chaver loikon chaverei is because of hateifes lebal chayiv bimokim shechav lachem. So here too, there is a difference between bal chayiv. In other words, that's a child. Suppose Ruvein the late was a levy, he owed 1,000 zuz from Shimon and from Levi. And then Yehuda, who is not a malve of Ruvein, but a friend of Shimon, is tefes from Ruvein's nechosim for Levi, for Shimon, for Levi. So it is at the expense of the other Balchei, because the Levi does not have enough nechosim to pay both. So there is a machlekes, whether Atif is Balchei, Mabichav Lachir, Mishkon, or Likon. So Mitzie is also like Balchei, even though Balchei, so the Levi owes Shimon and Levi. Here, so the Balaam Tzir doesn't owe anything to anybody. But since the Torah gave his rules for every person to be Zeicher Mitzir, Le'achal Yush, some Mele, it's considered like, and by picking up a Mitzir, so every person has a right to pick up a Mitzir. But if one person picks up a Mitzir for another person, so in other words, is in a sense a tefes of Al-Khayb Mokim Shav Lachayim, because he deprives every other potential Magbiah from being Zeichen. Eis Verovel Rav Nach. Now, here the Rashi is very important, because Tesis is Chelik. The Shaili is whether the Aloche of Hatifis, the Balchei, the Mokin Shech, Chav Lachir, and Shloi Kone. In other words, if Ruvein owes 1,000 zuz to Shimon and to Levi, and Yehuda is Tesis on behalf of Shimon, and thereby deprives Levi of the opportunity to be tefes for the 1,000 zuz that Ruvein owes to Levi. So is that only when a Yehuda is tefes on behalf of Shimon on his own, when Shimon didn't even appoint him as a shliach to grant? But in the case where Shimon appointed Yehuda as his shliach to grab from Shimon. So then, even though he's chavlach erim, but since shluchas shlodim gemesi, and of course Shimon himself certainly has a right to grab, even though by grabbing for his own chayv that Ruvi knows him, he deprives a Levi of the opportunity to grab for his chayv. So the shliach was explicitly appointed, the shliach by Shimon has the same right. Or we say atifis l'bachim mokishachav la'achirim, even in the case where one balchiv appointed the tefes as ishliach. So on that there is a machlekes between Rashi and tefes. Rashi says here, have a tefes l'balchiv b'mokim v'chav la'achirim ki odom habo me'ilov v'tefes momen chavirei בשביל חייב שיש לאחר אולף, ובו לקדם עד שלא יתפיסנו בעל חייב אחר, ונמצא תיף איזה חב ותפיסוס איזויז, אז אני שמחר, חב לאחר, מפסיד איזה אחר, כמו יחובים לא יקונה, כדומה בפסובס, דלף כל כמיני להסקיף את מילוב, וחב לאלו, מאחר שלא יעושה או איזה שליח לתפיס. סורשי זה מדייק, מאחר שלא יעושה איזה הנשא שליח לתפיס. What does נשא mean? Usually the meaning of נשא is the בלחיף, as it is mentioned in Lochem, in the Aftor of Ayero, Vaneishe Bolekachas. So, Neishe means the Balchev to whom the money is due. So, Rashi says, is Madgish, that the whole Aloche Vatevish Lochem, Chavachem, we call it, is only if the Balchev Shimon did not appoint Yehuda as a shliach. But if the Balchev Shimon appointed Yehuda as a shliach, so then he can be tefes, because shluch shlomi kemeisi. Now, the question is, if he didn't appoint him as a shliach, so why do we have to resort to a tefes to Balchev, b'mokim shechav l'achirim, even if it's not Chavlacher? After all, he's not a Baldovo. What right does a person have to grab money from somebody else if he himself does not have an ability to be tefes? But just because he's a friend of a Balchev, what right does he have? So the Rif in the Tshuva raises that question. How is it that the Gemara says, Hatefes l'balchev mokim shechav l'acher, is loikon? Implication being that we mokim shein echav l'acher, if Ruvin only owes 1,000 zuz to Shimon, so then Yehuda can grab it on behalf of Shimon, even though Shimon did not appoint him as a shliach, meich ateise, he should be able to do it. Or even if Shimon appointed him as a shliach, but still laval dvorim didiat, that's the aloche, that unless he has ikeach hashoye, and ikeach hashoye means that he becomes a partner, limechzov, lishlish, v'lirvi, even if the Balchev appointed him as a shliach to litigate with the Levi, so the Levi can say before Bezdin, I have no business with you, I am not supposed to be kind for you. You are a strange person. Unless the Baal Chayv gave the Shliach Ikei Hashor. So the Rif in the Tshuva asks, why does the Gemara say Atif is the Baal Chayv? Mokim Shechav L'Acherim Likoni, implying the Mokim Shalui Chav L'Acherim. He is Kone. Even if he was appointed to Shliach, he still cannot be Kone, because he's not the Baal Chayv. So the Rif says, Einachanam. Einachanam. And all the Rishenim in Gittin mention the Tshuva Sharif, that Midarai said, so one could not be Tefes to Baal Chayv, even if he was appointed to Shliach, even if he's not Chav L'Acher. But in the Rabbonon, in special situations, where, let's say, the Leve is Yeret Menachosov, and if you, time is of the essence, and if you wait, so then, the Malve will never be able to collect from him. So then, if the Baal Chayv appoints somebody as a shliach to be teifes, so midrabbonon to be teifes. But otherwise, in a normal situation, one cannot be teifes to Baal Chayv, even if he's not chavlacher, and even if he was appointed to shliach. Now, but Rashi says here that even in the case where it's chav l'acherim, so when do we say that it's loikone only if the malve did not appoint the teifes as a shliach? But if the malve appointed the teifes as a shliach, then he can be king. So teifes says the kashe from the morning suvis. Mashe pirsha Rashi. Mishum d'loyosi shliach einir d'viferik ha-keisev gabei uvde d'yim ha-bachoshe d'tefes l'bal chayiv mokin shachav l'acherim l'ikone ha-filosi shliach. So let's see the Gemara in Ksuas. Dafidalet am Dalet, a mission. Misha Mace, Viniach Ishtei Valchevios. Suppose somebody died and he left a wife to whom he owed the Ksuvi, and he left the Valchev to whom he owed money, and he had children, he had sons. Yosh, v'hoyolei pikodei noi milve b'yadachir. So, of course, as far as all the nechosim that are in the rishus of the mess, so then, upon the death of the mess, the yoshim yashnet, they don't require any kinyan. It's automatic. So, mele, no baal chayv can be teifes unless he goes through the regular procedure of gvir bibez. Reptav meimer yinosnu l'keishel sheben. What does mean keishel sheben? So the machlekes in the Gemara. One mandoma says keishel sheben means the one Hushtar is a later date. So Mele, he cannot collect from the Rikuches that the Leiv is sold at an earlier date. Let's say somebody has a shtar for 1,000 zoos and the date is Tishrei. And suppose the Amechosim that the Leiv is sold to the Likeach in Nissen. So the one who has a shtar with this man of Tishrei cannot be gave. So, in other words, it's a special Takonis Chachomim that the one who is keshel b'rayis, who will be weaker in din to collect from the kohes, so he should have the schus to be teves from the pikodin or from the milvah that is not in the reshus of the nifta. And another one says that keshel means isha. The isha has priority to be keves. Why is she kishales? Because of chayne, because she has to get married. So because of that, the chachomim or misakein, that she should have priority to be teves. What does it mean, chayne? Whether it means chayne in order that the man should be more eager to marry the woman, or it means the contrary, that the woman should be more ready to marry men. In other words, if she has money from which to live, so then she is not concerned about remarrying. So, and that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. That's Rav Tav. Rav Akiva Meir im Rachmin Bedin. Elo Yinosnu Liyosh. Just like Nechosin that are the shoes of the Nifta. So then, of course, the Yoshim automatically are Zeichet. And no one can be Zeichet unless he goes through the regular procedure of V'Bezn, so Bachutz Tameit, V'Isha Shaten Eishebei, Yeitzi Lecho Avid Achutzo. It's not so easy to be gave. In other words, he cannot even come into the lady's house, the Shliach business to come into the house, and the Shliach Bezden has the schus to take a mashkin and to be gave, so it's a slow process. Shekulam tzrichin shvue, v'nayoshim tzrichin shvue. Hinicham peiris tlushim miyakarke. Suppose he left because mitaltel liyas meloy mishtat on mikakoyitz. So peiris tlushim, that's already mitaltel. So that's not mishtabi to the balchei. So kolakidim ben zoch. So since there is no shibut and this, so mimele kolakidim ben zoch. Zoch so yisho yeser miksivoso. Ubalchiv yeser alchivei. Suppose a nisho, she's entitled to grab 200 Jews. Suppose she grabbed more, so that the excess is reptav me hamisa, reptav me imer. He knows the keshel shebet. Rabbi Kiva imer imerachm bedin, el he knows the liyoshim, shekulam tzrichin shvuo, vina yoshim tzrichin shvuo. So, then the Gemara says, my keshel. Rabbi Yisrael Abchanine imer keshel shebarai. The one who shtar is miuch. Rabbi Yechanan Alex Vasisho Mishmchein. So Rashi says, Lix Vasisho, she's the weaker one. He Kuyakish. She in Darko Larzirach and Nixi Ames. Because Kurkvedo Basmelech Nimo. So for here, for the Nisho, it's relatively more difficult to be given. Uvaki Shechon Yishli Kark. Mishum chayne, sheyimtzu, so Rashi says, Mishum chayne, sheyimtzu anoshim, chayn bin anoshim. In other words, because the noshim might be reluctant to marry men because they have problems if they don't have enough assets. V'yeh nisisla nisuyisla, shalitigenu lahafzik suvos, teisves, Israelik, Pirish Rach, שימצו האנושים חן בעיני האנושים, that the men should be willing to marry them, ואילן כיף סימבייסה, וחן משמע ברוך ויושל. Anyway, כתענוי, רבי יובנים על קיסל שברעייב, והוא כושר רב לזר עם לקסלסישו משום חן, what it mean, כושר, ועטובה כושר והוגן לאסיסקי. It's so, suppose they grab and more than the debt, so what should be done with the Mesa? He niach plays Pires Atlushin, so niach plays Atlushin, Klakim and Zoch, Zoch so Yisho Yisa Mixbos, Ugal Chevi Yisa Al Chevi, HaMesa Erab Taf Meminos Lekeshel Shepen, Rabba Kive Himer Merachman Bedin, Rabba Kive Mayer Yemese Akulinam Yeshnav. After Rabbi Akiva say that there is no schus l'keishel shebein, so why does Rabbi Akiva say in regard to the excess, even in regard to the ikar ksuve itself, she has no right to be teifis? Or the Baal Chayv, he has to resort to the regular procedure of bachutz tamid v'isha shatnei shebe yitzil achav et achutz. Why did the Omer Rav Tarf Meiser? Because according to Rav Tarf, there is a special takone, Litevis Akeshel Sheben, so he has to mention Le Meiser. So Rav Tarf, Rav Akiva also mentions Le Meiser. But according to Rav Akiva, there is no nafkemine between the excess of the Ksuve or the Ikar Aksuve, the debt itself, or the excess over and above the debt. Tonanami Yenis, Viravakive, Tfiselim Haniklal. According Viravakive, Tfiselim Haniklal. In other words, according to Viravakive, Tfise is ineffective altogether, or it's not altogether. Omar Rav Nachman, Vihu Shetofas Mechai. In other words, that when do we say that when will Rav Gamliel, Rav Akiva also be made the Tfise is effective if the Valchev was able to be Teifes before the Nifter died? So then he was teifes from somebody who was mechuyev, and then while a person is alive, so minev afil miglimed al katve, so then Rav Akiva is made that he given teifes. Or Rav Tarfein, that even after the ptire of the lady, so tfise is effective, and the question is by who has priority? So the man cheich. So when does Rav Tarfon say that the keishel shebein or the ishe has the right to be teifes? If the nechosim lies where Rav Shmuel damet havaye ושציבורים מלוכים בשוס הרב, אבל בסינת לא, suppose that the חוסים lie in סינת, so סינת is considered like the רשוס היושי, so then חטף מזמידה that the קשל שבן cannot be תאיפס. רבי יחנן ושלוקש דמת הווי אפיל בסימת. איבן איבן חוסים לאין סימת, סימת איז הרישוס השייך לשניהם, לכולם. So still, according to Rav Tarfon, the קשל שבן has a schus to be teifes. din deine Kraft hafe, ve adre natra bloit harakibe, ve adre schlocke schluf de menai, omre brechenen, o si soke schalteo. In other words, you are chesed din, in other words, you consider the dayan who tasking like a tafein, like tobi vamish. Leme behokemith, the marsavar tobi vamish necheze, u marsavar tobi vamish necheze. Rishlokish holds the tobi vamish necheze, and Rabiechen holds tobi vamish necheze. Loi. Die coole Arme, Tobi, war mich nach Hause. Die Hoche, wo auch mich. Mars, aber alle Hoche, Krawatti, wie mich auf Ehre, die Leume Rabbi, und auf Kaufen muss ich Rabbi auf Krawatti. Und Mars, aber alle Hoche, auf die Leume Rabbi. Die Boi sind mir, na, wo ich Rabbi, ich kann, die Rabbi, die Boi sind mir, die coole Arme, alle Hoche, Krawatti, wie mich auf Ehre, die Leume Rabbi. Die Hoche, wo auch mich von dir. Marso war a Ptar von Rabbi Abi. Und Marso war Chaviri Abi. It's not a machlege in Mitzies. Because the Mitzies was that Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Ptar. But the question was, did he have a din of a Rabbi? Rabbi Ptar from the Gabi Rabbi Akiva? Or because of the greatness of Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Akiva had a din like a Talmud Chover. So Mele, Talmud Chover, so he certainly applied the klal of Halacha to Rabbi Akiva Mechaveir. Marzo Chaveir Avi, boy, you say me, the kul alma Chaveir Avi. That he was a Talmud Chover. Yoche, Yoche, Mifuge. Marzo Var Halacha Yid. In other words, Halacha to Rabbi Akiva. But even if it's done negative Rabbi Akiva, so then it's reversible. Umar sabar mati halochet Rabbi Akiva mechaverei lechatchile business to pasken like Rabbi Akiva. But the eved if business pasken like the other tane, so it don't reverse mati. Chayved Rabbi Yechanan Tofis Pore Diyas Meyemisim. So, the Korev of Rabbi Yechanan, so Tofis Pore Diyas Meyemisim. In other words, a certain person who owed money to Rabbi Yechanan, and then he died. So, the Korev of Rabbi Yechanan, Pore Tofis, Pore Dmiyasme, Misimte. What the Pore was standing in Simte. Osli kam der Rabbi Yechanan, Omoli Shafatafsu. Osli kam der Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Omoli Zulado. Osli kam der Rabbi Yechanan, Omoli Maese Shachanegri Cholokalai. How back the asme the tafse turmine valche? So there was a book of Yesenin that the valche, in other words, the book of there was a valche of the father of the Yesenin, and the father died, and they left the book of. And The Balchev said, because Nirse the Yasme is loy mistabd, Bokodas mitaltli. But the Balchev said, I was deficit a short time before the Ptire of the father. Ubakre Omar, the Reyes said, I mean the sheep the bokor was not in the possession of the levi, it was in the possession, in the custody of the rei. So the rei said, lachamisetafse. Then the balchei was teeth his head after the mise of the father. Some meleis yasme, it halted the yasme is loimishtaf. Also, the Kamdra Machman, Omalochis, Loxadi, Tapse, Omulab. In other words, cattle, so we don't say that the person who has possession can say Lokuach Viodi and his Nemo, because since we know that cattle have the tendency to walk away from the stable of the violin to another stable, so Mele, who is considered the Mosek, the more common, not the one in who is the Mosek now. So the Gemara says, Shane Ture Din Sir Al Re. In other words, we only say Gedreis, things that are not usually turned over to a Re, but things that I turned over to a Re, and the Re certainly has watches them, so then we don't say that if it's in possession of the Re, it came into possession of the Re'e by itself, they walked away. No, why is it in the possession of the Re'e? Because the violin was made for them to the Re'e. The Beni Siye Tafse Amse Di Asme Misint Yosef Rabab Vuyim Chanin Vapot Rabbi Seknafke Yosef Rabab Gamaye Oma Rihu Shafat Afsiu Omul Rabbi Mishmi Bni Sini Mechamfalu Vodon Daini Kerakarfen Vahadre Vezelushe Uvdeminai Yema Bachoshe. That's the Raya that Jesus mentions Momisi Yema Bachoshe Have a Mosik Beizuze Bahudav. So Yema Bachoshe was a leve, and the owed a certain sum of money to a certain person. So, shochet. So the leve Yema Bachoshe, now the country, Yema Bachoshe was the malve, and Dahu Gavre was the leve. So Dahu Gavre died, Vishovikarb, and he left the boat in the river. So Yema Bachoshe the Malve said to the Shliach, Zil Tafsenele, go and be Tafis. Ozul Tafsen, Poga be Rafop with Ravun and Ravishua. And they are also Balachavis of Dahu Gavre. In other words, he had three Balachavis. In other words, he had Yema Bachoshe was Balchei, and he appointed someone as a shliach to be Tefes, and Rafop and Avun and Rav Yishua were Balchei. Omulei, they said to the shliach of Yema Bachoshe, what, why did you have to be Tefes? Hatefes Balchei mokim shchav lachir. V'om Rav Yechanan, Hatefes Balchei mokim shchav lachir mlikone. Tafsiwenu, Rav Pope, so he had to make a kinyan, so Rav Pope made a kinyan. Nimlach Much, Ravun Rav Yishua, Mamtach Labash, in other words, they both agreed to be Zeich in the boat together, because in that boat was Kidei Kvias, the Chayv that Ahu Gavre owed to Rav Pope and to Ravun Rav Yishua. Anyway, so it's Gemara Mefreshes here in Suez, that the aloha of Tefes Bachim Mokeshachav Lachirin is loikone applies even to a case where the malve appointed the tefes as a shliach. So why does Rashi say in Bonitzie here a tefes to kochei miacha shali osi eisi hanish shliach litim? So the says in Simon Kufay mentions from the Sefer Adigdu, I think, or from Nachem Ibn Saruk, that there are certain words in Lashon Kodesh which are milis mishutofis. Milis mishutofis in English is called homonyms. In other words, there are certain words which has one meaning and the opposite meaning. There are certain words that so Neishe Rabbi Nachman Ibn Saruk mentions examples from Tanakh that usually Neishe is mentioned in the sense of the Malve, but sometimes Neishe has reference to the Levi. So Mele, when Rashi says in Bomitzie, the Ksei says, Liacha Shaliose Eise Aneishe Shliach Litveis. He doesn't need Liacha Shaliose Hamalve Litveis. Then it would be Kenegedi Gemoing Suves, because Yim Bachoshe appointed the Tefes as a Shliach. What he means, Liacha Shaliose Eise Haleve Litveis. In other words, if a Leve owed 1,000 zuz to Ruvain, and I mean the Levi Ruvain owed 1,000 zuz to Shimon and 1,000 zuz to Levi, and he had nechosim, it just the kfir of one, so the Levi has a right to pay him whatever he wants. So if the Levi appointed somebody as a shliach to grab some of his nechosim and give it to one balchev rather than the other, then it is effective. Then, so there is no kashe from the Gemorin Ksuves, because in the Gemorin Ksuves, Soyim Bachoshe was the malv, not only. Now, the Nisives is chelik on the Ksis. And Nisives says that it doesn't make any difference whether Rashi means that Neishe is the Malve or Neishe is the Leve. It doesn't make any difference, because neither the Leve is not considered as a Balamomik. How does he have the right to appoint a shliach? If Ruvain owes 1,000 zuz to Shimon, and Ruvain owes 1,000 zuz to Levi, so how can Ruvain be considered to have the authority to appoint a shliach? Who has the authority to appoint a shliach? A Baal HaMomek, in other words, somebody who has Yisode can appoint a shliach to sell the Sode to somebody else. But the Leve, he's the Chosim HaMishubet to Tumalvim. What authority does he have to tell a shliach, you grab it to one, not to the other? It's like appointing a shliach for somebody else. So how does he answer Tesis Kashi and Sives against Rashi from the Gemara Ksuves? He says Rashi doesn't say Miacha Shali Osei Osei Haneishe Shliach Litvis. In other words, because Rashi Rashi says it here, Ligabe Magdia Mitzia Lechaveri, whether it's Kona Chaver or Loi Kona Chaver. So then, if Reuven picks up Mitzie on behalf of Shimon, and thereby deprives Levi and Yehuda and every other person in the world from being Zeiche, so then Shimon is not king. So he says, but by Mitzie, since there is no Balamomen, so Mimele, to whom the money is due, it's only a schus to be Zeich, but it says there is a difference between the Baal Chivu grabs. So it says the Nechosim Amishubetri, Mashein Kemitzie, the Nechosim are Nechosim of Hefker, so Mimele, it's not his. So then in the case where one person appointed the Tefes to be Magbia, so then he escaped. That's when the Nesivus starts. Now let's see the Gemara. Now, so here we see from this Gemara in Bomotzie that the whole din of Hamagbia Mitzila Chaveris, Likona Chaveri, is because of Tefes, the Balchev, Vimokim Shechav Lachem. So let's see a sugi in Gittin about Tefes Lebalchei Bimokin Shechav Lachem. From that sugi in Gittin it appears that there are two problems. When a person is Tefes Lebalchei Bimokin Shechav Lachem, so then there are two problems. Let's say Reuven owes 1,000 zuz to Shimon and he owes 1,000 zuz to Levi. And then Shimon appoints Yehuda as the shliach to be Tefes on his behalf. So Yehuda is a Tefes, the Balchev, on behalf of Shimon at the expense of Levi. So there are two shailas. One shaila is a shaila in Zochin. After all, there is a loch of Zochin Lodom shall be fun of, even without shlichas, we can be safe. So the question is, can there be a loch of Zochin for one when it's a chay for the other? So maybe that's the loch of Tefes L'Balchev Mokshechav L'Achim Mekone, that Zochin Lodom shall be fun of is only shayach when it's his chus to one and no chayf to anybody else. But if it is his chus to one and the chayf to somebody else, then there is no aloch of shri. And then there is another problem. Suppose he appoints him as a shliach. Suppose Shimon appoints Yehuda as a shliach to be Tefes for moving. So then we cannot say Tefes to Balchiv b'mokim shechav l'acher, because Shluka Shalom Kameisei, and as the Rif says in the Tshuva with Rabbonon, in the case of a Yered Nechosov or a Dav Re'alim who tries to conceal the Nechosim, so then the Chachomim or Misakei that he can be Tefes even al the shliach, and he cannot say lavaldvorn de diat. But then there is another problem, because there is a loche of shluche shel balamomik. Many rishonim say it, that there, in other words, and that the Ran says it explicitly, and the Ritva says it, and from the Roshin and Rashi Bomitzie it's also mashma. In other words, not every person is capable of appointing a shliach. Who is capable of appointing a shliach at one moment? Reuven has his sode, and he wants to give the sode in Matone to Shimon, so he can appoint Levi as a shliach, and tell Levi, I appoint you as a shliach to make the transfer to Shimon. So he's the Balamomen. But somebody who is not a Balamomim, how can he appoint a Shliach? Let's say, Ruvin sees a Mitzieh in the Rishus Harabi, and he tells Shimon, pick it up for me. He's not a Balamomim, it's Momim Hefker. How can he appoint somebody as a Shliach? So that's another problem. So let's see a sugya. How do we know that there is a halacha of Balamomim? So the mokhe of Balamomim is a sugya in Bamitzia. The Ran says it, but it's mashma from Rashi, that Rashi also agrees with that shit. Is in the sugya in Bamitzia, dafyud and dafyud alam. The Mishneh Dafyud in Bamitzia says, Dafyud Aleph in Bamitzia says, Roi son roti nach Amitzia, ach hatzvi shovo, ach hagezli shalipo. In other words, that a tzvi shovo is yoch, is mishtamer. Tzvi sheni shovo, run so fast that the one who wants to be Zeicha, the Balachotzer, cannot be Mishamaret. But Gizleis Shepochu, so the Balachotzer cannot be Mishamaret. He has no control over that. But the Tzvi Shavu, even though the Tzvi still owns, and Gizleis Shepochu, even though they still fly, but they can be controlled. So Roison Rotzinachamitzie, Acha Tzvishavo, Acha Gezlis, Shalipohu, Vioma Zochsoli Sodi, Zochsolo. So is Jedeich. Hoyo Tzvirotzki Darke, Oisho Gezlis Mafrichin, Vioma Zochsoli Sodi, Liomaklo, Omar Avyuda Mashmuel, Vihu Sheimi Bishasadeu. That even if the Tzvi Shavu, and it can be controlled, so when can the Balachotzer be Zeichin the Tzvi only if he stands Bisasodei? So then he's Mishama the Sod, the Tzvi, that he shouldn't come out of the Chotzer. The Tiknali Sodei, even if he's not in Bisasodei, the Omar Rav Yisi Barab Chanine, חצירי של אודם קינה לשני, תהייתי. הנמילה בחוצר המשתמרס. אבל בחוצר שאינו משתמרס, so, יהיה מבסס הדי הוא אין, so then it becomes משתמר. אילוי לוי, so then, כמו אסל, וכן אמרו לה, והוא שאין מבסס הדי הוא. וכן אומר רבא ואחונה והוא שאין מבססתיו איס ורבא בלולי פי סבר המגמליאל וסקנים שויו בויים בספינו אומר המגמליאל איסו שאני עושה דלימד and he reminded himself that he didn't take off the papa מייסס so he said איסו שאני עושה דלמוד נוסם לי ישוע because of Shua Bachanani was a leaf. So he gave him the Maisarish. Oh, but how can he mark them? After all, they were all Nasvino, and he came in Muskali. So the Gemara understood Navamine that the Kiyan was on the basis of Chotza. V'yisurache shani osid lomud, it was the Shono Shlishis or Shishis, that after you take off my salvation, you have to take off my son. So Rabbi Akiva was the Gabbai of Anim, so Mele, he was Makne, the Maisroni, to Rabbi Akiva, on behalf of Anim, Nosun Leila Akiva Meyes, Kideshi is Gebelani, whom he came in Muskale. And the Makshin assumed that the Kiyan was Misat Chotza. But Ule says that it has to be a Misat Chatzayah. And Rabbi Yeshua Ben Hananya was not a Misat. Bitzat Chatzirei of Ram Gamliel. And Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Chavakive, Bissasadeus, Shalom Gamliel, Oyemdi, Omalei, Domehai Mirabonon, Kidley Damre Inchesmite, Kosli Sure, Omaluha Marule Vochisvit, Omleum Rabonon, No, Ram Gamliel Mitalt Laven Kakoiknoe. It was not for the king of Chosa. So, Mele, there is no kashe about Emis at Chasere, because the king was all the agas. So, Atzere Kiblo, Ravabeli Kiblo, Omarove, Shapirove, Ravabe, Doli Kiblo. You know, you have to say that the king was for king of Chosa. And then there'll be a raya that he doesn't have to be in Yisrael Chaseret, because we couldn't say that the Kiyan was for Kiyan Agif, because if Kiyan Agif is effective, some Mele Kiyan Chlipin should also be effective. So why he didn't have a handkerchief? So he could have been makne to Rabbi Yeshua and to Rav Akiva to Kiyan Chlipin. Why wasn't he makne? The answer is because agef and chlipim require a makne by the balamomik. So and maiser oni and maiser rishain is momin hashevet. So the bailin only has it if it's anoye to choose the specific oni to whom to give it, or the specific levy to whom to give it. So mele is, if we say Tevas Hanoye in a moment, he's not inviting to be makne for Kinyan Age, for Kinyan Chalipin. So obviously the Kinyan must have been for Chotzer. So mele it's a raya that by Kinyan Chotzer we don't require any chasaseri. So Omarove Shapirov is Lokiblo. Vichloyolem Sudalit is Mundaklip. Alatevis Hanoye Eno Momain Lik is Mundaklip. Hochaname Tevis Hanoye in Momain Liknis Algabikak. Viloy Matnes Kun and Sinexib. Chlifn der Mekhomemcher. So you're not Mikhaim the Mitzvah of Nisine. But Mitalfen agav mekarke Nisina alimpi and Teves Hanoye is Momein Liknislo Beyagev and Bechlipm also except Matones Haniyim. So in order to Mikhaim the mitzvah of Nisine, it should not be Derech Mekach Memcha, and Chlipm is Derech Exchange. Without them, Kakoye Nisina Limte, some Mele, there is no Raye that by Mitzie we don't require a Misasadei. Hafopo Madas of Hers Magnesum Shan. By Mitzie Uli is right that if the Balachotzer is not in Sasadeo, there couldn't be Kiyan Chotzer. But here is Das Hers. Uminotem Reditnan, with Totem Reditnan Rois and Rosnacham Tzie. From Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Vusharos Hachinu Magion, Uboy Rabbi Yom Ye, Matoneich, Kiblo Mnei Rava Bebakane, that Matone Afal Pishoros Hachin, Vim Magion, is also king. Why? My time allowed me from Das Acheres Magnis. So the Pshat is, so the Neisim is Mishamre, even though the Mikavel is not in Yisrael Chotzer. he doesn't even know about it. But the Neisein is Mishamayim. But by Mitzia, there is no Neisein. So Mele, if the Balachosa is not in such a day, so Mele and Mishamayim, so he cannot be Cain. My time, Melamish, that's a Chas Magnishan. Omel Rav Simel Rav Pop, Harigedi, that's a Chas Magnishan. ואומר הוא לב הוא שימדת בצד בייסו אוי בצד חצירו שאני גדי סבל כוח מס גבורה פי של פריד רבידה ולאף כל וחינו ומה גדי סבל כוח ימדת בצד בייסו בצד חצירו אלוי לוי מתונת מתאיתה לי כל ש אלא מרבש היא הזדרש חוצר ישרה במשמיד ולגבור המשליחס דבגד החייבו לו אין חובים לא עוד נמל ביפונו. גם מתונה דיסחוס אולי זוכן לא עוד נמל ביפונו. סו, גם מתונה דיסחוס אולי זוכן לא עוד נמל שלוי ביפונו. ושלוי מדייתי, דהננסד דניחלי שתהי שלוחי. הילתח, כלסת בצד חצירי דלקה לדמוי אל יודו די נסמוך לו תיתוך לסקויוסה משלחוסם, תיך השליע זה יחלי, שלוי בפונוב, חצירי, after all, דמשלח, never stands, near the שליח, ונשליח, מקסיקיין, on behalf of the משלח. חצירי נאמה זה יחלי שלוי בפונוב, ומי הוא גם מציעה, כלסה גבוד על נפק לסקויוסה, משמיד, Lekel Ribuim Shmishlichas. So, by Mitzia, the whole sphere can only be Viteras Yat. Now, what is it? Viteras Yat. But, some Mele, if in order to be Kenem Itam Yat, so it has to be Dunya the Yod. Ma Yod the Smuchalo, Af Hatzero the Smuchalo. So by Mitzia, if the Balachotzer is not so much, to the Chotzer, it's not done with Yad. So Miles Kapheim explains that, so it doesn't become a Yad of the Balachotzer. But it doesn't mean that if, but Matone, that is his Chus. So then, even though he cannot be Kenem Itam Yad, he can Kenem Itam Shlichas. So what does it mean he can Chotzer is Kenem Itam Shlichas? Whenever a person appoints a Shliach to make a Kenyan, then the Shliach does a Maise Kenyan with a Yad, or Agboye, or Mishiche, or Chazoke, or Shtar, or Kese, on behalf of Mishalach. But here, the Chotzer is a Gavre, he makes him Isaacian with the Yad. He makes him Isaacian with the Agboye. So what's the Pshat? Chotzam itam Shlichas. It means through the Aloche of Shlichas, the Chotzer becomes the Yad of the Balachosa. So what is, how is the Kinyan done? Through Yad. But if we say Chotzam itam Yad is Agboye, then he becomes a Yad directly. But if we say Chotzer Mishum Shlichas is Chaboye, so it doesn't become a Yad directly, but only for the medium of Shlichas. And so what does it mean, the medium of Shlichas? So Rashi says, Anan Sade de Nichale. So in other words, every Balachotzer in regard to his Chus is willing and happy that the Chotzer should be Zeiche for him, Matones. So Mimele, it becomes, for the medium of Shliches, it becomes the Yad of the Balachotzer, and Mimele, the Balachotzer, is Kene de Matone for Yad. There's the Kenyan. But why don't we say the same thing, Gamitzie? It's also Yisrus. Even though Saint Matan is here, but the average person is happy to acquire mitzi anyway. So it is Ishus. So Rashi says, so Hiltach the lesson said Chatzire, the by Matone, the letter in Liliyodo, the Smuchalo, typically Tzuyosom, Mishluchos, Keichad Ishluch Ezechalei Shalifonov, Chatzire Name Ezechalei Shalifonov, Umiyu Gab Mitzie Kelese Gabo, Del Navke Tzuyosom, Shuyad, Lekel Rebuye Mishliches, Gidabish, why don't we say, by Mitzie also, Mishum Shliches, Gidabish Shliches, Ikedas HaShliach, Uidash Shliach, Abol Chatzah, In other words, so the Ran explains it, and there's the Ran Shite, there is halacha of shluchei shebo amon. A person cannot become a shliach by itself. A person becomes a shliach either because the shliach wants to be a shliach on behalf of a certain person, or the Balamomen tells him to be a shliach on behalf of the Zeiche. If somebody wants to give him a matone to somebody else, Reuven wants to give him a matone to Levi, and Levi is not around, so Reuven says to Shimon, you pick up this challah, let's say, when he makes a Reuven Chatzeres or a Reuven Trumim, and be Zeiche on behalf of Shimon. So Mimele, Reuven the Balamomen has the authority to appoint Shimon as the Shliach of Levi. But Chotzer, the Chotzer himself, has no das to appoint itself as a Shliach for the Bala Chotzer. And the Mitzie, there is no Balamomen to appoint him as a Shliach. So Mimele he cannot become Shliach. So that's the mokay of the Ranshiti of Shluchei Shebo Amon. Now let's see the Gemara in Git of Tevez L'Balche. Daf Yudale from the base. Hoim Erten Gezel Yishti Ustar Shicho Zel Abdi Im Rotso Lazer Bishneim Yazer Diver Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir Shite is that Shicho is a Chayfer and Evin, because Abdi Befkir and Nichale, even though on an ideal level is the biggest Chus, but Avodim are not in the Darge to realize that. So if the Baal says to a certain Shliach, you give that get to my wife, so then he can be Chayza, because get is a Chayv. And as Stasis mentioned in the name of Yerushalme, even if the Ishe was running after the Baal and pleading with the Baal he should divorce her, he's still a Chayv. And because, and even if there is Tota B'neim, so it's an Abaye in Yevomes, and Zabaye lo Yivshite, Hamzaki get leashed in Mokim Yom, so whether she becomes precious or not, because even though right now she's willing, she might any minute change her mind. So Mele, it's not considered as Ischus, but Shashicho is a schus. So Mele, the moment the Odin said to the Shliach, you give this Shashicho to my Eved, so the Eved became Yishucha. He cannot be Chayza. V'chachom b'im b'tikin, no shim b'tem b'chayza. Avo loy b'shuchre avod, l'kshi zochim l'odom shaloy b'fonot. Then Chovin Lord on Melvifon Yosef Ravune, the Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, Kamed Rav Yirmiyeh, Yosef Rav Yirmiyeh, Vikominamne, Yosef Rabboni Vikoma, Shmami Nomid Rabbonon, Hatifis Balchev, Bimokim Shechav Lacherim, Iskoi, Iskone. Because Shmami Rabbon Damre, Shashliach Hitfis Ashta, Litzer Evet, Viafol Gavdi Balkoma Hadabei, Veinei Shluchei. So mainly it turns out retroactively, since the Odin was Chizeh, that it was like it Tfise by the Shliach on behalf of the Eved, Bal Kolchei of the Odin. So it's a Raya, the Ratifis the Bal Chayiv, Odom Nashuk, Shetifis Mtaltele, Bin Yechzeruvim, Vitzerach Shimen, Kshu Bal Chayiv Iskonek. Vafilu imokim, so the Gemara is the Kashi, Vafilu imokim for Achav Lacherim, Loshin Shelo, Vinishmam and Einame, Vafilu imokim for Achav Atif, Zazeh Bitrisose, Zeis Levi, Davranav Balchev, Deruven, Vitev Zesh Kidim Vitovas Litzer Shimen, Mavzites Levi, Vitev Name Kone, Domasnis Name Shli Azeh, Tevis Leved, Achav Lepheil. Amalei adoche isabu Rabbi Yomi amalu dardiki hocham Rabbi Yechanen hateifis du balchim mokim shechav lacherim is loikone vintim amishnaseinu so why do the Rabbon say that by shticho the Odin cannot be in seiche the shliach cannot be the Odin cannot be cheize kolayim atnu keim aschudam. So in other words, when the Odin said 10 Shtashichos Elavdi, in effect, he meant Bizeiche for my Eved. So merely at that moment, Eved became Mishucha. So then, when he changes his mind, it's like an Odin giving the Shtashicho into the hand of the Eved, and then he's Chayzer. So here too, what's the difference whether he's Chizeh after he handed over to the hand of the Eved himself or after he handed over to the hand of the Shliach Kabbalah of the Eved? Suppose the Eved appointed the Shliach Kabbalah and then the Odin gave the Shtashicho into the hand of the Shliach Kabbalah. He couldn't be Chizeh. So here, since Haim Atein came as who, it's considered as if he handed it over to the Shliach Kabbalah of the Eved, and then the Odin tried to be Chayze. And so then, this is a Kash. Tamilri, Afilu Itefis, the Balchay, was the Shaykhas between the Din and the Mishneh, that the Rabbon say the Shtashicho is Yeshchus to Tefes L'Balchei. And even according to the Hava Min HaVigimor, that the Hava Min HaVigimor did not know that Koloim HaTen came as who, still was the Shaykhast. Afilu I Tefes L'Balchei Kone Haine Mishum Shu Shliach V'keine Afilu Bal Koch Lifishu Chayev Avokam, because he owes the Balchay. Some mele shlukeshon kebeisei, even if he hadn't been chavlacherim, we would say shlukeshon kebeisei. But since he's lacherim, we don't say shlukeshon kebeisei. But here, avkil atzmi, Avokan, Afilo Eved Atzmini Yochlakif is Odin, Milarzabe, Imoyonesin Yeshicho, Das Kane, Sholishtacher, Bikabolezu, Kinechailishachre. Suppose the Odin would give Shtashicho to Eved, and he would tell the Eved, I have been considering for a long time, maybe I should be Shachre. So here you have the Shtashicho, but I'll decide within the next 30 days. So then, if he decides the next day or the next hour, not a mishacher. So of course the Eved cannot be teifes. So how could somebody else to whom he gave it and was not zeiches yet be better than the Eved himself? אם הוא ניסן גשיחו את דעס כן שמי ישתחר וכבור איזו כנחי ושחרי אם כבור לא יעקב המקבל לסעודם לארזר כאם דעס תסעוקת היתוך די מתנו לב כסחידם ועיד מחי ועודן לעבד תחופש לי תפש לבלחי ויחושב משום דובת לנחנף שי כמו שפירש המתם וכמון אמרו זכיתה. Because, as the Rashba points out, we have to say that the Mishnah deals a case where the Eved was very loyal to the Ot, because otherwise it's in Manisa to Mishachar. But, as the Rashba says, when is there a Nisarese to Mishachar and Eved? If the Eved has not been loyal to the Ot, so then the Shichu is like a Matnas Chinom to the Eved. But if the Eved has been loyal to the Odin, it's not a Matnas Chinom, it's just the Shichu is just a nectar of a Koras Teve, and it's morally Mechuyev to Mishacharim. And when I say morally, I don't mean not Alvedin. Alvedin, you want his mechuyev, machmas akoras teve, to acknowledge it. I mean, that's the Gemara in Borokame, bira dishoses nei, loitish de bekore. In other words, if a person had certain anuye from another person, even though the other person did not act on the whole fairly towards him, but if he had certain anuyes, so he's not allowed to throw his stone. And that will non mille damri in she pure di shoses militis di core damako lisai mitzri kigero yiso beat. So it's an alchema. The mitzri who acted with such wickedness towards the Israelites, and they were gazed that kolab bein ayil yayir atashlaku. Still, the Torah says, because you had certain favors from the Mitzrayim. You lived in the Mitzrayim for many years, and for many years, the Jews, had all the rights. Then, but for many years, they received many benefits from Pharaoh and from the Mitzrayim. So Mele that's a chayiv of Akoras Teve. The symbol of Kamen mentions that the Ian of Akoras Teve goes so far that it applies even to Edeme. And he mentions Edeme, something that is not living. And he mentions the Rimigash, that the Rif was once asked to be done in Torah, where a certain bathtub was in question. So the Rif refused to be involved in that in Torah, because if he will pass that bathtub should be taken away from the Baalim and be given to the Balacheves, so he would be comfortable to the bathtub. It's a strange concept. In other words, that Alpidin, the Yin of Akoras Teve, applies not only to a human being who is so sensitive, it applies even to a demon, Al Haskamo Vechamo, that it applies to a human being. So it certainly applies to an Eved who has been loyal to the Odin. So not only there is no Yisar, as the Rashba says, there is a mitzvah and a chiyuv, but it's a maral chayv alvedin, a mitzvah. It's not a chayv that the Eved can enforce. He couldn't call the ordinary din and tell Bezen, you be kafed, the order to be mishachar me because I served him so loyally day and night. But a mitzvah it is. So Mele, Teisa says, the Nirmani, the Hoshiv Sasre, Mishn David Lane Knapsh, whom we call Mokane, Hoshiv Lee Havla Hirin, Shine Hayab Lee Odin Plum, Vokapurush, Bishley, Tavis, the Bal Cave Kone, in Tame, in Damkan Kone, the Kabbalah.